Hello, this is Fabricio Cruz, and welcome to Free Traffic with SEO by Coffee Shop Millionaire. Search Engine Optimization, an introduction to automatic free search engine traffic. What is SEO? Well, search engine optimization, or commonly referred to as SEO, is considered the more technical part of web marketing. Now, SEO can be defined as the activity of optimizing web pages or whole sites in order to make them more search engine friendly. Now, there's different search engines like Google, Yahoo, Bing, formerly known as MSN or Microsoft. There's many different names in different areas to get your websites listed in here, but we'll just continue here with what is SEO. This allows them to get higher positioning in the major search engines, like I just mentioned, Google, Yahoo, Bing, etc. Now there you see some examples of SEO. You'll see the sites listed at the very top are obviously organically positioned to rank that high, and it's not by accident, and we'll go into some of the things that cause for websites to rank that high, which in the end gives us more exposure to our target market. Now, SEO can be a quick 1 hour job. Now, you can literally whip up a quick web page and already have some decent rankings in place if you do it properly, or it could be a permanent ongoing task, and of course it really all depends on the level of competition as far as how much work is going to be involved to getting your site to rank among the other sites that are currently listed up there. Now, the more rare the keyword that you are targeting, the easier it is to rank higher. And we'll show you some examples here in a little bit about that. But again, the search engines that we're mainly focusing on is Google, Yahoo, and Bing. And of course, there are many, many other search engines, but those are obviously the big three. And of course, Google being the largest one of those three. Now, here's an example. Let's say mortgage loans. You do a search for mortgage loans, and especially if you put it in quotes, that allows you to see the number of competing sites. But you'll see that there are millions and millions of websites competing for the term mortgage loans, as you can imagine. Now, let's take a look at another example here. Let's check out Juneau, Alaska mortgage loans. Now, of course, Juneau is a city in the state of Alaska. AK is the state of Alaska. So instead of mortgage loans without any other words around it, what if somebody typed up Juneau, Alaska mortgage loans? Now this has far less competition, but you know what? Understand this. It's much easier to rank for terms that are more specific, and they're better action takers too. So think about it. If you have a website that targets mortgage loans, and that's your target market, you are going to find a lot of probably general traffic. Even if you could rank for that traffic, you're going to find a lot of information seekers. You're going to find a lot of general traffic versus someone who typed Juneau, Alaska mortgage loans, because they're looking for a specific mortgage loan in their city and in their state. Now, successful SEO includes keyword research, and you need to know exactly which words you want to target. Next is website optimization. You have to get your site prepared to rank for those terms that you know you want to target. Then it's link building. You've got to get other websites to link to you. And there's many ways to do this, and we'll take a look at some examples. But articles, videos, press releases are the best ways to go about it quickly. And then you need updating content. Search engines love fresh content, and they prioritize them in their rankings. Now, if your website is too static, now there's really nothing wrong with that, but you might find that your competition is continuously updating their website, and if you're seeing that you're losing rankings to your competition, it could very well be that. And then it's analytics. You got to be sure that you're able to determine what's working on your site so that you can do more of it, and of course eliminate things that aren't working on your site, and that'll give you a better leg up here. Now we're going to talk about some keyword research in just a few moments. I'm going to show you some examples of some keyword research. Now, you want to gather a list of the most common keywords that people will most likely be typing. You want to find out what they're searching for. For example, google.com/keywords or freekeywords.wordtracker.com. Now, again, here in a second, I'm going to go and show you inside of Google exactly how to find these type of words. Now, Google is going to tell you the number of competitors, and the low competitors will always be easier to gain top rankings in, obviously, because there's not as much competition. And then you you want to focus on long tail keywords. Words that are longer are more specific, and that's going to bring you a more targeted visitor. So I'm going to go ahead and jump right on over to the Google AdWords keyword tool. Now again, this is raw. I'm doing this live. This is not polished. I just want to show it to you because this is very, very easy. Now you'll see here we've gone to the Google AdWords keyword tool, and you'll see there's a couple of options that we have here. You can either do a search by word or phrase or website. Now since we're just looking for keywords, let's say that our main keyword is weight loss. Let's see what Google has to say about weight loss. Now it takes just a few seconds, and you see they are populating all the content for me. Now you'll see here a list of keywords having to do with weight loss. Now there's a lot of information here that Google tells you. First off, these are some of the most popular related keywords to weight loss, and you see these are more long tail. Instead of just weight loss, you've got healthy weight loss, herbal weight loss tips, and you can see all the way down here there are many, many more keywords. Now these are all high, ultra competitive keywords, and you'll see right here it even tells you the competition. High competition. You hover over it. These are all high competition. Now it tells you global monthly searches, and then local monthly searches, and then local search trends. So there's a lot of information here that you have, but the main information that I like to focus on here is just global monthly searches. Or if your business product or service, whatever you're marketing, is a local one, then you definitely wanna, you know, focus more on that. But these numbers here, they're all relative to each other. These aren't absolute numbers. Nothing is really absolute here. We're just making, you know, relative assumptions. Now obviously here's over 1 million global monthly searches for weight loss diet. It's going to be pretty hard, but for the term, let's just say ephedra weight loss, you see it's drastically less. Although the competition is still high, it's not as high in terms of search volume for weight loss diet. So basically here you can also sort them by high or low in terms of their monthly searches. So you'll see weight loss, obviously lose weight, weight lose, weight loss diet. These are all ultra high. And then as you go down, you see a little bit less competition. So it's a lot easier to target these words and rank better. And you see there's a lot of options here so that you can get the exact word that you want. You can swap it out by broad, exact, or phrase matches. And you've got all kinds of options here. But I just want to give you a quick example. If you want to see another key term with maybe a little bit less competition, something that's a little bit easier for us to kind of get into, why don't we just try search engine optimization. Now let's just see what kind of competition that has. Now you'll see here, yeah, we're still looking at plenty of competition. You see well over 1 million here. So again, this one has a lot of competition. So I wanted to find at least one that wasn't fully complete in terms of competition. You see this one's high competition, and this one here is also high competition, but you'll see it's not quite as high. So search engine optimization design, you might find a little bit better luck targeting that term versus some of these other terms. And again, these are just ultra competitive markets here. So let's try to look for one more here that might not be as ultra competitive here. Worm farms. Let's see how competitive that is. Wow, you see, there's still plenty of competition here in worm farms, but as we scroll down, we start to see that we're finding some medium competition here. Yeah, obviously, that still says high competition, but you see the bar there is closer to medium, and of course, these are terms that are probably easier to rank high for, like nightcrawler worms and European nightcrawlers. And so that's just some examples here. I guess let's just do one last one. Let's do dog training, or let's do puppy training. All right, so I typed in puppy training and it took me here to dog training. You see again, competition sky high for everything in here. And Again, you just gotta continue to do some research and find the websites here that don't have as much competition, or I'm sorry, the keywords that don't have as much competition, and they'll be easier to rank for. But and this is a pretty good indicator. The competition rank here is a pretty good indicator. But again, I like to go by this one, global monthly searches. And again, the lower the number of the monthly searches, the easier it is going to be for you to rank on that website. So hopefully that gives you an idea. And of course, you can use all of these keywords. And again, let's take a look over here real quick. We're looking for puppy training. So we can take out, let's just say we don't want dog training. We don't want house training. We don't want potty training, because that could be potty training for children. We don't want the general term puppy. We just want puppy training. Let's get rid of training in general and these miscellaneous terms. So now I have got only puppy training, and it's telling me there's 111 keywords here that have to do with puppy training. So you can see that now there's plenty of keywords here that have to do with puppy training. And now I just found a medium competition keyword. And there's a lot of information here that you're going to find with regards to puppy training. And you can also download the keywords. So you can click here and you can download them all. And once you click on that, you'll have more options on how you can download it. But I just wanted to give you an example here of how to use the Google keyword tool to get some more keywords. And again, don't forget over here where you can refine your search to more specifically of what you're looking for. Because when I first typed puppy training, they were telling me that, you know, dog training is also, you know, related to puppy training. And yes, it is, but I want to target specifically puppy. I want to target people that put in the keyword puppy specifically, and that's how you can get to this keyword list that we have here. So just keep that in mind when you're researching your own niche. Now let's go ahead and go back to the rest of the presentation. Now, we already talked about gathering a list of the most common keywords that people will type. We took a look at the Google Keyword Tool, and we just took a look at how Google categorizes and ranks the numbers from competitors in the rankings. And I also showed you some examples of long-tail keywords, keywords that are more longer and more specific here. So let's go ahead and move on to the next web optimization. Now, once you have your keywords, make sure that you place them, in your title, in the title of the site, in the H1 tag. Usually it's the headline of the page, and then you want it sprinkled out throughout the content of the page. And then you want a link at the bottom to the main page of your site with the keyword on it. And we'll have some supplemental videos here showing you how to do that here within Coffee Shop Millionaire. I just want to give you an overview, but these are the main website optimization, on-page optimization things you have to do. So you got to have your keyword in the title, in the H1 tag, which again is usually the headline of the page. Again, the headline is not the title. The title is what is seen in the browser. The headline is what you see when you're actually on the page. And again, sprinkle it throughout the content, and then you want to link at the bottom back to the main page with your site and your keywords on it. And I'll show you an example here once we get to the article part. But let's talk here about link building. Now, reciprocal links. Now, this is asking other websites to link to you in exchange for a link back to their site. You can definitely do that. Articles. Writing articles that get published in high-ranking and respected article directories with a link in your bio back to your site. That's an awesome way to do it. A list here of article directories, articledirectories.com, and submityouarticle.com, and there are plenty others. Now, what I want to do right now is go into Easing Articles and show you a real live article here in just a second. Now, let me go ahead and pull that up for you. Okay, so now I'm in Easing Articles, and again, this is raw. This is just, you're just looking at my desktop, but I thought it'd be better to show you real and raw versus, something here that you really can't understand what I'm doing. Basically, here's an article that I put together. This is Easing Articles. You'll see that there's plenty of content here on this page. My article is this one, How to Attract Girls Do You Really Need to Know? The product that I'm promoting is a dating product, you know, teaching men how to talk to girls, talk to women, because that's one thing that I found out, that men are very embarrassed, or they don't know what to do. They just, you know, these are just things you never learn in school. Anyway, that's why I picked that product to promote, because it's a very, very quality product, and I found a need in the market for a product like this. So the keyword that I'm trying to target is how to attract girls. So I'm trying to target this keyword right here. And you'll see that the keyword, how to attract girls, is also in the title of the article page. It's in the headline right up here, and then sprinkled throughout the content. So this here, this is the content right here. The rest that you see around here, that's all easing articles. That's their template. You know, every page looks very similar. But this is the content, the custom content that I put together. Now, you'll see that that I have my keywords sprinkled out through here. And again, how to attract girls. Here it is, how to attract girls. And then how to attract girls again. How to attract girls. And then how to attract girls. Okay, so you can see the theme here, how to attract girls. And actually, I've got it plenty of times here. You probably don't need to use it quite this many times. Of course, you see right here, I don't use it. But I do have it plenty of times, how to attract girls. And then, of course, here's the most important part here, how to attract girls. It's in the link itself. Now, that's probably the most important part of this entire entire article. And if you learn one thing out of this example, learn that you need to put your keyword inside of the link that links back to your site. Now, you'll see when they click on that, it goes to my website. And now you'll see that I have, you know, more keywords specific to how to attract girls on this page. So, you know, the search engines love it because it's consistent. It's consistency. So anyway, that's my example right there. So let's go ahead and jump on back to the presentation. Now, we left off here at link building. Now we're going to talk about press releases. Now, PRs relating to your, you know, relating to your company that reference and link back to your website are awesome, because these websites that you can get ranked in, PRweb.com, i-newswire.com, these are PR websites that have high credibility, and a link back from one of these websites will certainly boost your page rank and your rankings in the search engines. Now, videos are another thing. Posting videos on sites like YouTube and having a link back to your site are amazing, and you can use a couple of services like TubeMogul and TrafficGeyser.com in terms of figuring out how to get your video to rank high. And these are automated tools. TubeMogul is absolutely free. TrafficGeyser is a paid service, so you want to check the members area of Coffee Shop Millionaire for more details and links to those various services. But you can't go wrong with TubeMogul. It'll basically syndicate your video across several different video sites, and that'll provide you plenty of link backs, and in return it's going to raise your page rank. Now, let's talk quickly here about updating content, because you remember when I said earlier that Google prefers your website to have the content consistently updating, or at least portions of your site, because that tells Google and the other search engines that you're constantly updating your site. That means that a lot of people are visiting it, and doesn't that mean that your site should be seen more and ranked more? I believe that's what they're trying to say by having you organize your content. And having well-organized and themed blog that you update on a daily basis is very, very important. And you can have a script do this for you automatically. And here's one that can help you update your blog and make it literally hands-free, is wprobot.net. So check that out, wprobot.net, if you want a little script that'll make this all hands-free for you. You know, it's going to rotate related articles on your site, which will also help it appear more updated. Now, similar to like when you're writing autoresponder messages, you don't want this content to necessarily be dated. You don't want it to talk about, you know, a recent current event, because, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, it's going to post, I'm sorry, 3 or 4 years from now, it's going to post content that might be relevant today, but in 3 or 4 years, you know, they're not going to care, or nobody's going to care about who won, you know, this certain election, because it's old news. People only want current news or relevant news that's relevant to whatever reason they're on your site to begin with in the first place. And then you want to have a place where other people can comment as well and put update, you know, put comments on your site. And forums and blog posts are a great way to do that. Now you're allowing other people to interact with your website, and that alone right there is going to help you get higher rankings, because it's going to always be adding new content to your website. Now, let's talk here about analytics, and I'll jump into my analytics account here in just a second so you can browse that and see what that looks like here just from a real live example that's actually getting traffic. But you want to use an analytics tool where you can see where your traffic is coming from, and it's very important to do this because you're not going to know exactly what sites are bringing in the or what keywords are bringing in the traffic. Now let's take a look here at my analytics account here. So let me just go ahead. I've got it right here for the month of March. You'll see. Let me just go to the overview. You'll see that I had just a little bit over 60,000, almost 61,000 visitors. And here's a breakdown of the top traffic sources. You see I got a lot of traffic from Easing Articles, which I just showed you. So that's proof right there that Easing Articles is a pretty powerful source. You see eHow.com, WikiHow, I got plenty of referrals from these two sites. And then some of the keywords that people use to find me, Make a Ton of Money was a popular keyword, MakeATonOfMoney.com, which is the site, and then some other keywords. But I really love analytics because it gives you a breakdown of everything that's going on. You could see the traffic by day. And again, this is Google Analytics. This is absolutely free. They don't charge you. You just put a little bit of code on your site. And again, we'll have some more details in the resources section of Coffee Shop Millionaire on how to do this from a technical standpoint. But it's really, really easy. And I mean, you can kind of go back as far as you want, and you're going to get all the data that you need, all the traffic sources. It's going to tell you what search engines people are using to get to you. You see Google, Ask, AOL, Bing, Yahoo, Search, plenty of different options here. And just there's so much I could just go on and on. I just don't want to confuse you, but just know this is a very powerful tool. And one of my most favorite things is you could see where people are coming from when you click on the visitors links. Now this is telling me that I had this many visitors, and I can take a look and see what countries they came from. So let's click on map overlay. Now you can see there's a picture of the world, and it's telling me the United States brought in 13,000 visits, Canada just under 5,000. You see there's Russia brought in 4 visits, South Africa brought in almost 10,000, Australia almost 7,000. So you can see, and also the breakdown here by countries, where they're coming from. So this helps you to zero in and target, what are people doing from other countries in the world? You see here in the United Kingdom, the average time on the site is less than 2 minutes. But then when you go to South Africa, the average time is close to 3 minutes. So obviously that's telling me that people in South Africa have more interest in my sites versus people in the United Kingdom. And again, you can see here in Ireland, it's even lower. Germany, even lower, probably because English is not their native language, so, which makes perfect sense, at least for Germany, Italy, and the Netherlands. You see these are quite low here. So that's just an example of my analytics account. That'll give you a lot of details as far as where people are coming from, how many visitors you're getting per day, per month, and you can really get very, very creative. And like I said, we'll have more supplemental videos. Anyhow, let's go back to the presentation here. And using analytics tool, you can see where your traffic is coming from, just like I just showed you. And this is going to help you focus more on the keywords that are bringing in the traffic, as well as the countries, the regions, and see what keywords and what countries are not. And again, the recommended tool, which you just saw, is the google.com/analytics. That's the Google Analytics tool. It's free, and like I mentioned, it's very, very simple to install. And it's going to provide you more than enough information on your visitors, on their habits, their trends, what they're doing, where they're coming from. So definitely you need to have analytics, because without analytics, you're basically shooting in the dark. So just to kind of recap, SEO takes about 3 to 6 months. The older the domain, the better. That's kind of a tip. So you can always purchase a domain that's been around for a while in the aftermarket auctions. And you definitely want to stay away from black hat techniques, because that'll get you banned. And that's another thing, is research the domain. If you're going to buy an old domain, research it, that it's never been banned or never been used, by any of the black hat techniques out there, because then you're basically buying worthless real estate, which is kind of the way to see it. Basically, don't try and manipulate the search engines by linking between too many of your own sites. Now, there are ways to do this right, and there are plenty of ways to do it wrong. By general rule, I just don't like to link between my sites at all. They know what you're trying to do, and if you manipulate the links, that's definitely going to backfire on you. And then, just remember that SEO is free traffic. Unlike Google AdWords is paid traffic. You're buying that, and we're going to talk more about Google AdWords and pay-per-click on another video here. Now, SEO takes consistency in order to be successful, so just remember that, because without the consistency, you're going to be shooting in the dark, and you're not going to know exactly what to do. So that's why you need to track everything and remain consistent and follow your action plan. All right, well, this is Fabricio Cruz. I hope you've enjoyed this video and this presentation. There's plenty more to come on the topic of SEO, as it's always changing, and I'll see you on the next video.